you have a lot here? You have
well, we had them scattered around the country quite a bit.
Did you raise them?
Well, I had one for a while, but I didn't keep him all that long, 4 or 5 years, and I sold him. That whole lot of trouble, you know, you have to keep them confined.
Do you like to raise them? I mean, or do you like to ride them?
Well, when I was younger, I rode them, but I haven't ridden a horse of any type. I think 25 years, isn't it, darling?
I imagine.
The female was a...
mare.
Yeah, y'all had... Now, if you couldn't stay on the horse, you'd say, I did what? Did you ever try to break them?
Oh, yeah. I just come by near getting killed once with... I thought I had to kind of settle down, broke. Getting up cattle. See, we dipped cattle in my younger days, 1914. Maybe 12, I don't know. Get rid of the fever ticks, you know. And my older brothers, they had most time the horses. I had a young horse there. Papa had a young horse they raised. And she's old enough to break. And so I found me a saddle somewhere, borrowed me a saddle somewhere, got on and I thought I had about broke. Drive, getting up cows. And not bridle wise, you know, but I was a youngster, 10, 12 years old. And down in one of these little ravines, one thing or another, she kind of reared up or some way or another, reared up backwards and fell over. A vine caught me, one of these old sawbars, tore my arm up, scratched it up, but didn't tear it up. And pulled me out of saddle, hadn't pulled me out of saddle, that horn of that saddle was falling right down in a little ditch. Ravine, right on her back, that saddle down. She'd have fell right on top of me if I, that vine hadn't pulled me out. I think about that one. That was, 60 years ago, I reckon.
The vine hit you and you fell?
No, the vine caught. Just kind of, one of my arms caught into it.
And you fell?
And it kind of pulled me out of the saddle. She reared up, reared back, and fell backwards. And and I got up and got back on and rode around. She threw me off 2 or 3 times after that, but I kept on and get back on her. Followed her and, boy, get on that horse. I crawled back up and didn't. We'd have to drive those cows. We drove them up, we crossed Thompson Creek twice to get to our dipping there. Well, I reckon we must have driven them 2 or 3 miles every 2 weeks.
What do people do if they had to do that now?
I don't know. People had to do what we had to do back in those days. Now, I don't know what would happen.
No, because I don't think... You couldn't have possibly gotten up all those calves and dipped them every 2 weeks.
Well, you can. Couldn't all get them up once a year.
That's right.
We'd miss a few occasionally.